100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. Hey, it's already the new year. When does the excitement die down from that? When can we get down to the nitty and the gritty? Maybe even both. This week's topic was party. Oh boy, everyone feel like partying. Yeah, I know, I'm really getting in the mood for listening to these. How about I just shut up and give you a list of who sent in weekly challenge stories? Charlie, Muncie, Jeffrey, Lisa. You know, you can just go to one a day until the day I die.com, go to the post, look at the list, you'll see the names. What am I doing talking about this crap? Oh, I don't want to have to go to the website. I'm listening to this. I don't know. So I'm just going to let you all listen to the stories. The less said, the better. Enjoy the meat of the sandwich. This is like a KFC double down. It's all meat.
The party lasted a full year. It only broke up after all the drugs were depleted. Three partygoers passed away over the year, four couples were married, two babies were born, two children left home, and four declared their wish to transgender and quit drinking and binging on psychedelics. Oh, and one auburn-haired woman was beamed up on some kind of blue tractor beam into a big spaceship. Right before this happened, several of us swore we saw Carrie Fisher laughing in among the faces pointing and looking out of the ports of the craft. I hope it's true.
Hey gang, Munzee here, with a story for you to enjoy. So I really ought to do that, eh? The Party Bus, Volume 1, by Christopher Monroe. Every bus is a party bus, if approached with the right attitude. You simply need to believe in yourself, in the bus, and, most importantly, in getting this party started. Because truly, starting this party is your responsibility. Nobody else is going to start it for you. It is your party, just as it is your bus, and it is up to you to start them. And every moment you put this task off is a moment spent not partying. You have a responsibility. Take it seriously. Just ask yourself, what would Andrew W.K. do? And then, party hard. Broken Escalator tweets at Munzee Munzee, and while I've never actually been on a party bus, I don't promise to never get on one. I'm still relatively young, after all. The option still exists for me. Talk again next week.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 560 on the topic of party. My story is called Office Holiday Party. Every year was the same. Frank, the regional manager, organized the office holiday party. Caterers brought food, but the real draw was the open bar. The company paid for everyone to get so drunk that the next morning was lucky to have a skeleton crew at work. Over the years, punches were thrown, friendships among colleagues ended, and several marriages went under. In 2016, Frank decided to cut down on the mayhem and regrets by having a dry party. It turned out that his employees didn't much like one another. Everyone left early. Frank's resolution for 2017 was to bring back the booze. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Hiya, it's Lisa, and this week's word is lick. This is called What Remains. In a matches strike it started, and a slow lick of flame over cedar lit them. Naked and goosebumped. Together at last. They didn't notice the dark, cold room, their sanctuary. Couldn't see the wrong in what they did, led by desire rather than logic. As their eyes met, so too did their lips, in a rush of heat as the flames leapt higher beside them. kindling dried over a long hot summer. It burnt to almost nothing. A mess of ash the next day in the fireplace, easily swept away, although of course dust floats and can cling forever. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
This is Zach Mann. I hate to interrupt you since you make a cute couple. I know I am a killjoy. Being a parent who works security, I have been informed of being a killjoy more than once. You two are so into your conversation that maybe you didn't notice me walking past every 10 minutes for the last hour since the band packed up after playing closing time? Do you need directions to the freeway? The rest of your party left over 90 minutes ago, and the cleaning crew is waiting to finish this room. So you really need to leave now.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The party was scheduled for 10. Lucia stressed over everything. The lights, the music, the food, the lights. What's wrong with the lights? Honey, they are crooked. The lights are fine. She shrugged and walked away to stress over the food again. 11 and no one had arrived. Where is everyone? Midnight and nothing. The next morning, Lucia received an email signed by everyone claiming they had orchestrated that revenge for some obscure reason she couldn't understand. She didn't care. She was still fixated on the crooked lights. "The lights were fine," yelled Peter from the kitchen, reading her mind. And this was my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. I like to let my hair down. In fact, you could say I'm something of a party animal. Although there's a good chance that you and I may have rather different ideas about what that means. Because when I hit the dance floor, strut my stuff and entice you closer, willingly accepting your offer of a drink, laughing at your jokes, and suggesting we find a quiet, dark alleyway somewhere where we can have our own little party, you'd be well advised to refuse and walk away. Because that's when I become an animal. Although only during a full moon.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic of party. Political party. Now there's an oxymoron if ever I saw one. Politics around these parts is certainly no party. Neither is it a game. Unless your idea of fun is dirty tactics, foul play, backstabbing, backhanders, spin, and lies. Of course, nobody ever admits the truth, even though we all know it. Instead, we smile, pretend it's all above board and correct, and turn a blind eye. We dress up politics to look like something it patently is not. But no amount of cupcakes, funny hats, and silly games will ever convince me that politics is anything remotely a party. There you go. That's mine for this week. Until next time. Goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. My story this evening is called Hail to the Thief. I'm a rhino, a member of the party for 45 years. I can't tell you how many times this party has been hijacked, how many times it's abandoned its core beliefs, been led to folly and beyond. I thought I'd seen it all, but what is happening is truly beyond the pale. I long for a time when conservative meant best use of resources, not a banner for denying others access to the bounty that this country produces. I can only hope my party passes quickly through the gathering darkness and returns to the light. Good night, America, wherever you are.
The Party's Over by John DeCleese. It was a great party, or so people thought. Winter nights give way to bright lights, a little too much to drink, the conviction that the cold air will disperse the buzz and bring sobriety. Sometimes it's true, but it should never be taken for granted. The canyon is narrow, and even late in the afternoon the sun has not reached the blacktop, and the ice, like the shattered glass of windshields, remains thick. You can hurry too much or nod off early. Either mistake is ultimately agricultural. A little twist, a slide. The canyon grows thick with plastic flowers.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 560 with a prompt of party. Here's my story. The exploration party lit torches and crept into the temple, the wizard leading the way. Fenestration raised a hand to stop the group and held his torch up to the wall. Gold symbols flashed to life in the reflected firelight. Carbuncle growled. What be the meaning of these inscriptions? The wizard hummed tunelessly for a moment, then said, It is an ancient script. From what I make out, it says, All may enter, only the worthy may leave. With a rumble that shook the ground, a stone slab dropped from the ceiling behind them, blocking the exit from the cave. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Tura Brazino here with a story on the subject, party. An official decided to hold a celebration following his appointment to a high office. He sent an invitation to General Wei. General Wei responded, The inferior man hopes for an invitation. The mediocre man solicits an invitation. The superior man needs no invitation. Therefore, to those of inferior rank, one must send invitations. To those of one's own rank, one should make the event known. But one may merely hope that persons of superior rank elevate the event by their presence. Then he removed the official from his post and ordered that he be invited to his successor's inaugural celebration.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Commander Tosh Log organized the first Super Bowl party on the moon. The hydroponic units produced tofu with sequenced buffalo wing flavor. The distiller and reclamators produced lots of beer and vodka, and they schedule plenty of satellite time to handle video feeds. Technically, gambling's illegal on the base, but friendly bets that involve covering someone else's shift or other favors were permitted, well, overlooked. A lot of cheering, a lot of noise, but Best of all, everybody could watch the commercials and laugh, because nobody was going to special order anything on a supply flight for at least 2 years.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories in this weekly challenge on the topic of party. I hope you enjoyed. I enjoyed. You can enjoy. I should say a lot less and just let there be stories and creativity and all that stuff. Instead, I got to ramble like this. One a day until the day I die.com has all the text, all the info, all the blah blah, all the links. If you have an updated link, let me know. I'll add it. If you have a photo of a monkey, whatever. Doesn't matter. Send it. Put it there somewhere. Whatever. The next topic is bus. So hop on the bus and let's have us some storytelling. Until then, there'll be some stories during the week. Blah, 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 blah. I should make the topic blah, blah, blah one. Yeah, I probably will. So thank you for being a part of this, and always keep it brief.